It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we've officially said goodbye to 2025 and the low to 26. And taking a look back, you know, the grains didn't perform all that terrible when you look at it for 2025. And we had some really strong performers when we return from the break. We'll talk about the year's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, now that the dust has settled and we've officially wrapped up 2025 and most of the stats have been collected, it looks like it really didn't turn out to be too bad of a year. We did see some pretty heavy losses as far as the winter wheat contracts were concerned, but the rest of the grains performed decent. Looking at the numbers, of course, we had the metals that put in the strongest performance for the year, as well as the stock market. We did see silver was the largest performer, the best performer, gaining 141%. Gold came in pretty close to second, gaining 65%. When looking at the stock market, that's where the other strength came into play, with the S&P gaining 16% from the previous year, while the Dow Jones was up about 11%. Looking at it for the commodities, Minneapolis wheat lost about 11% to 12% over in the Chicago market, and the Kansas City market, we were down 17%. Corn eked out only about a 3% loss versus the previous year, while soybeans for the first time in 3 years actually posted a small gains for the year, gaining about 1%. Soybean oil was also stronger. It was up close to 18%. Soybean meal, on the other hand, lost about 11% for the year. When looking at it, as far as the meats are concerned, we had another strong performance in the cattle markets. The live cattle gained over 22%, but the winner went to the feeder cattle market, as that was up almost 24 to 30%, depending on the month that you looked at. And even hogs finished with a little bit of strength. They were up 12% for the year.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.